Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and God bless you. This is Anobia Bailey coming today to talk to you a little bit about what does walking with God mean? Well, many speak of walking with God. In the Bible's 5th chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 33 tells us that you shall walk in all the way that the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may go well with you, and that you may live long. Folks, walking with God is a lifestyle. Stormy or Martian, you know, if you've listened to the show in the past, is one of my beloved authors. She says a lot in her piece entitled Learning to Walk with God. And I'd like to share that with you today. When children first learn to walk, they don't get very far without falling. They fare much better if they reach up and take someone else's hand. That helping hand can guide them away from danger and get them safely where they need to go. Some children start walking alone, even though they will probably end up falling down and getting hurt or wandering off to some place that could mean trouble. And parents allow those things to happen because they want their children to eventually learn to walk without any assistance. Of course, parents step in and protect their children when they see danger. But their goal is always to prepare their children for the day when they will no longer need any help. And they are thrilled when they see their children experience that joy of freedom for the first time. Learning to walk with our Heavenly Father is somewhat different. He wants us to reach up and take His hand, but He doesn't want us to ever let go. In fact, His desire is that we become more and more dependent upon Him for every step. That's because He wants to take us to places we've never been, to heights we can't even imagine. In order to do that, we have to go through the low valleys, treacherous mountains, rough and tough terrain, narrow paths of life, places where we could easily get lost or off the track. And there is definitely no way we can just head off on our own and expect to arrive safely in the place He has planned for us. And quite opposite of the way we teach our children, we will never know the joy of true freedom until we understand we cannot take a single step without His help. But it's up to us to take the first step. If we don't, we will never learn to walk with Him. We can be so afraid of taking a wrong step that we fail to take any step at all. God didn't part the waters of the Jordan River for the Israelites until they first put their feet in the water. That's because God always requires the first step to be ours. In order to take that first step, we must look into the face of God, reach up to take His hand and say, "Lead me in the path you have for me, Lord. From this day on, I want to walk with you. I take the step of faith, and I trust you to meet me here. Align my heart with yours. Once you've taken that first step, God will show you other steps to take. He will teach you how to walk in the light of His truth, revelation, and love. You'll discover ways to avoid the things that separate you from Him and all that He has for you. Beloved, if the path you've been on is crooked, He will make it straight. If you are headed in the wrong direction, He will turn you around. If you have come to a standstill, He will get you moving. If you are going around in circles, He will correct your course and cause you to arrive at your destination. The simple act of giving your life to Him will immediately put you on the correct path and aim you in the right direction. As you take one step at a time, holding God's hand and letting Him lead, He will get you where you need to go. Oh, beloved, this is so, so true. I remember taking my first step, and I was a little nervous about it because my history had been that folks disappointed me. Folks were not dependable. And so I thought, how is this going to be any different? But I took my first step, and oh, how glad I am that I did. My joy, my satisfaction is I can't describe it. There's just no words. I don't have the words, but I tell you this, that first step, God met me there. The next step, He met me there. They were baby steps, but they were my steps. And your steps are or will be yours. And I tell you this, I know for sure God will meet you at each and every one. Now, today I am going to close with a prayer. Lord, I draw close to you today, grateful that you will draw close to me, as you have promised in your word. I long to dwell in your presence, and I want to know you in every way that you can be known. Teach me, and not just me, but all listeners everywhere. If this is the desire of their hearts, teach us what we need to learn in order to know you better. We don't want to be people who are always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. We want to know the truth about who you are, because we know that you are near to all who call upon you in truth. Lord, help us to set aside time each day to meet with you alone. As we come before you, teach us to pray the way you want us to. Help us to learn more about you, Lord. You've said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Lord, we thirst for more of you. We come to you wanting to drink deeply of your Spirit. We know you are everywhere. We also know that there are deeper manifestations of your presence that we long to experience. Draw us close as we draw near to you. so that we may live in your presence like never before. And to end, James 4:8 says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. God bless you, everybody.